#1 fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little league?
Fantasy.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classic.
Number two, it's the Wagner Wire, 1049-101.9 AM 1260. So happy to be with you. Every hour brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations. That's right, for the past 32 years, Audiovisual Consultations have been setting the standard in audiovisual automation. Go to the website, avconsultations.com, look at the gallery of projects that they've done over the past 30-some years, and you will see that they do set the standard, and then you'll get an idea of what you want in your house if you don't have one already. They can do golf simulators. They can do TVs in your pool, TVs in your bathroom. They can give you that
in your pool?
In your pool if they want. Absolutely. Well, by the pool patio. I don't want to. I'm sure Tom would get it done, though. That's for sure. They can do Sonos surround sound system. Anything that you want is at your request. avconsultations.com. 512-255-8678. Again, 512-255-8678. All right, guys. Welcome to hour number two. Smash or pass got me kind of on one. I mean, I'm a little hungry. I want this Padilla.
Oh, we saw the commercial right afterwards.
I know. They were lit. It's like Ty. You know, Ty and my wife are on the same, I guess, ideology of the phones and machines listening to us.
Oh, easily.
You know what I mean? Why do you got the hoodie up? I got the hoodie on, but the hoodie wasn't up.
These headphones are kind of cheap, and once I've worn them every day for 5 hours a day, my ears have like kind of worked out the inside.
Starting to get the
they're rubbing.
I thought you said they're going to
starting
develop.
To get the cauliflower ear.
Like, yeah. Yes. To work it so damn much. Cauliflower ear from radio. No, it's just a little uncomfortable, but
just rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to like.
Hey, did you bring that camera? You coming to take a picture? You know something, Wags? I did not,
because it's at my girlfriend's house.
At least you know where it's at.
We can maybe work something out.
Yeah, we can work something out. I just need a really good quality picture. I need a picture. I need a call. Did you see how that came out? I mean, that was kind of like my. So that was the East. That happens from time to time.
Right,
that was,
there.
And I tried to hold it back in and make, because when I talk on these airways, I do try and make myself sound a little bit more Texan, because if my East Coast accent comes out all the time, I'd probably get kicked off the air, man. I mean, you guys.
No, I love the Baltimore accent.
Do you really though?
Like that one bit. What's the Lamar Jackson guy?
Which one?
The clip that we shared with each other.
Oh yeah.
Something about
this dude.
Something that I trust about the Flacco.
Just Flacco there. It's the O's. You know what I mean? He lives with his mom. He throws a great deep
pocket pass.
Can we play that on the air?
No.
No, we can't. But
can we bleep it out? Can we bleep it out?
There might be a bleeped Albert. I'll try to find something. But that is the most hilarious. Like,
that's Baltimore, man.
Like the white trash.
It's Lansdowne.
Is that what? I mean, I've never been to Baltimore.
That is everybody. So Baltimore's got boroughs like every other city. You know what I mean?
Boroughs?
No, now I'm hearing it now.
Baltimore has boroughs like every other city. And so you have to go around and see the cultures from all the different parts of the town, right? Like there's Greek Town, there's Highland, you know, that's Highland Town. Then there's Lansdowne, where, you know, I got some family members from Lansdowne. I'm not gonna lie, you know what I mean? But then I also have family members in Towson and stuff like that too.
So is Lansdowne like the Jersey Shore of Baltimore?
Lansdowne, you know, the Lansdowne's people in that clip.
Yeah.
Lansdowne people are people in that clip.
Something I trusted more about
life. Something I trust in people from Lansdowne. You know, down the ocean.
It's a pocket pass.
Down the ocean, hon. Hey, hon. You know what I mean? No, Lansdowne's good people for sure, but I mean,
so he's like, Lamar's great, but Flacco.
Flacco, yeah, hon. Flacco. And you say it well. You're starting to get it down, too, man. In the Baltimore O, too.
Not sure if that's a good thing.
I used to be way better at doing voices. Like in high school, you know, being at the lunch table and stuff, every day you had to figure something out. We had Chris Herron. You know who that is?
The guy. What do you mean you had to? Every day you had to. Hold on, stop. Every day you had to figure something out. What did you have to figure out?
Just how to entertain yourself and people around you.
Okay, I was just like, what's going on at Westlake here?
We just had a lot of downtime there. Okay. You get a lot of freedom to kind of figure yourself out for yourself.
I'm like wondering, what's the rituals going on at Westlake here?
We did some weird stuff, too. But
we did the chocolate
Chris
milk
Herron, 30 for 30.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever seen it? It's like, you know what I'm talking about, Justin. Mm-hmm. He had like a really bad oxy problem. He played, he's from Boston, Twin Falls, Twin Rivers, Massachusetts.
Is it New Jersey or no?
Mass. And Fall Rivers. But he came and talked to us. We had like the whole school, and he just—I don't know—he was basically just like, "Be as in blunts." That's what it starts at. Then bang, you're in a car crash, wrapped around a pole, and like we did impersonations of that guy for years. It was hilarious, but not a hilarious story.
No.
He was like,
"Yeah, I dropped 45 points, and I don't even remember it. I took like five oxys right before, and dropped 45 points for the Celtics."
I was like, "Geez, I remember that."
Imagine how good you would have been if you weren't like a. Had a debilitating drug.
Like addiction.
Let's just call it an addict.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that. That's a really good 30 for 30.
Wow. You know it's a really good 30 for 30? The two-parter to American Gladiators that just came out. They've been showing it because there's so many other things going on.
I've been seeing the commercials,
But I mean, yeah, man, it's so good. And talking about concussions and drug use, it's like they go into all of that. So, I mean, man, I loved American Gladiators as a kid. I guess it's kind of like because I like pro wrestling.
No, I'm there. I thought it was the best show. Probably Saturday mornings, man. That was one of the best things. I was, you know, waking up in the morning. I mean, it used to be Saturday morning cartoons, and then it turned into American Gladiators.
Also,
wrestling was on right after American Gladiators.
That's true. But, I mean, Mike Adamley, Larry Zonka, that was like my crew, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, for the announcers, but I always remembered the one contestant that would come back all the time, and he would win. His name was Craig. Like, his first name was Craig. And all I remember is Craig, and he had blonde hair. And he would always wear a blue suit.
So if you win, you come back. It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah, you. It's
so that kind of missed my.
It was a tournament.
Yeah, it was a tournament style. But I mean, you come back each episode. Like you win, you qualify.
You go to the next round.
You go on to the next round, and this guy would just win it all the time. And it was almost
the final.
It was like it was our generation of Ninja Warrior.
Oh, I was going to say it's like the original Pros versus Joes, essentially.
That's a better.
There needs to be more shows like that. Because, I mean, we got, like, Wipeout and...
Wipeout's fun.
I don't know why
it's fun. It's not...
Yeah, but they need to bring back...
I want to see some people dogging out
like,
there.
Remember Kenny Blankenship with Wipeout and everything? Like,
You're talking about Extreme...
EMC. The EMC.
XTC.
No,
that's the band.
EXC.
XTC, the stripper.
EXC.
Extreme... Something Challenge, right?
EXC. Yeah.
Well, it was Takeshi's Castle in Japan, but just overdubbed for us here on Spike TV. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Doki Doki.
Yeah, it's like Doki Doki Panic.
It's like Doki Doki Panic, man. You gotta Englandize.
Yeah, you gotta switch it
all
up.
All over the place. I love it.
It's because
the Red Bull.
I think it's because of the sports too. It's like we're kind of in that lull of the season where like, okay, baseball's going on, but I really don't care until like the All-Star break, and then you got Major League Soccer.
I don't know how you don't care if you're a Rangers fan. Like,
because they're playing well.
Thriving.
I'm happy. And
like,
I'm like,
Orioles are thriving. Like, this is amazing. By the way, tips of the week: told you to take the Birds and told you to take the Rangers.
I know. Because you know me and Bucky, we judge your tips of the week.
And you know what?
Bucky's very critical of you.
I've been winning. I've been winning a lot recently.
It's been better. Like since the hog call during the
You know what? That was a really bad call.
And that played for like a week too late.
Yeah,
too.
That was a really bad call for me.
Calling the hogs.
Oh man.
Yeah. You know, and that just goes to show you can't do that. You can't go back to the old you know, the old time, you know, rivalries and you know, root for him. And I wasn't rooting for him. I was just saying, I think we could have made some money on it.
Well, at least that's you were all. Confident about it. And that's what, I mean, honestly, most of the time, if I'm laying down stuff, like in games, I'm like, that's all I'm really that looking for is some confidence.
That was a really bad
I've been taking the Rangers like almost every night.
Rangers
though.
Are hot, man.
And the over, if you take, it's like 7.5, 8 on the over-under, and they lead the league by far in 10 runs, scoring 10 runs in a game by themselves.
Yeah.
So it's, I'd take the over every night and take the money line.
You know,
you'll probably end up making money.
Smash, it's funny that you say that we're kind of in like a lull for sports, right? Like this is a weird time for sports because like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I thought that this was kind of like a really good thriving time for sports.
Well, we only have two major series. Like we have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals,
right.
NBA Finals.
Yeah.
We got the Women's World Cup next month.
I am looking forward to that. I'm hoping to make some money off
Champions
of that.
Champions League just finished.
FA Cup.
No, they're finishing.
Champions League Final this coming Saturday.
Finishing.
But after that, it's all like, oh, man, you got that lull. You got to wait for some more Prem.
But, yeah, FA Cup is done. And then, yeah, we got to wait for the Prem. And then we got MLS, you know what I mean? Which, how'd your call go last night?
It was just a long
night. Did they
lose
2-1 last night?
Yeah, yeah.
They, to, like, the worst team in the Western Conference.
It was a hard night for everyone.
You could argue
man.
That they're one of the worst, but they're coming up.
When do the fans stop going as much?
No, that's just it. I think the love of this team. I think the culture is already instilled. The roots are planted.
Yeah, but why?
Well,
hey, but what we say, we send a message. We say, hey, we need to make this team better. Stop showing up.
No, I don't see that happening.
That's not the soccer way.
That's not how we do it.
That's just the UT football way.
That's UT football. Okay. Hey, we put the money out on the table there.
I'm not going. I'm just going to watch on my TV.
No, as a Chelsea fan, I am glad. Yeah, so I'm right here with this texter too. As a Chelsea fan, I am glad there is no more Premier League right now.
What, is Lampard coming back?
He's
bringing him back.
Super Frank Lampard, you need to, man. You need to resurrect it.
Some good players could just not be good coaches.
Hey, can I tell you something, though? Did I call this or what?
Oh, no, you definitely
called
this.
Did I call this fall?
You definitely did. I'm going to give you that.
People looked at me crazy when I said, you're going to find Chelsea at the middle of the pack. I was speaking tongue-in-cheek. I didn't think it would actually happen. Right, but they are at the middle of the pack.
Oh, by the way, this is the same texter that was talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers at Warped Tour in 2007.
So did I miss that one too?
Oh, Fall Out Boy. They saw Fall Out Boy.
Oh, Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but
Fall Out Boy.
I was going to ask this texter, and I wanted to ask you real quick, where is Christian Pulisic go? I mean, it doesn't seem like he's going to stay with that team. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Where do you think? What's a good club for him to fit, or does he come back? Does he come back to Major League Soccer?
He won't come here. But I think he needs to go to a less physical league, one that will be more tactical. Like,
going back to Germany,
no,
Italy. He probably goes.
Yeah,
to Italy.
I was going to say the big rumor right now has been Juventus, like they want to sign him, and I'm like, I can see him doing well in Italy because you can draw those type of fouls where it's like, oh, okay, you take a knock, you fall, they're going to give you the foul. And same thing with La Liga.
So I was going to say Italy. I was going to say French as well.
I was going to say
Ligue 1.
I don't know who he would play for. I mean, PSG is not getting Messi back either. So I guess they have the money to spend also. Yeah. See, this guy's even saying, oh, Juventus.
Yeah. That is what I saw as well. I saw that last week, though, so that could have changed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. But, I mean, it does make more sense the more I see it. You know, I was just like, for where he's at in his career, he still needs to play for a top-flight European team. It's just that Juventus has just been bad recently. But, you know, they never really...
They're saying Mendy might be out at Chelsea, too, from what I read the other this morning, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, they're going to have like, a full-on rebuild. But at least you're still in the Prem.
I still like Mendy, to be honest, to be fair. I don't think that the back line has been great for him, so...
Man, you guys got a lot of issues, though. I don't know.
It's bad. Justin.
I don't know where you start to fix
bad.
That.
You just need to blow it up, honestly.
Yeah. Seriously, at this point, might as well. I mean, I can't believe it. No European football for Chelsea next year at all. Not even like Europa,
nothing.
Constellation Cup
nothing.
Or whatever it is.
Nothing, man. Yeah, you can call it the Constellation Cup. It's still a good cup. You know what I mean? Like, the Europa League is still...
Well, not even the Europa... The other one.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it's called, but yeah, that one. The one where you're, like, in seventh place and you're playing for that cup. I mean, hardware is hardware.
I can't believe that it actually came true, though. Like, I can't believe that they finished this far down. The first time... I looked it up, too. It's, like, 20...
I gotta look it up. I can't remember.
That's the thing. If you
sit down, Bobby, I had trouble with my OBS. So I'm trying to move everything over from Streamlabs OBS over to regular OBS.
Was it after the update?
No. This is my first time kind of going over to OBS. I've used OBS before with live broadcast doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to implement it into my streams and stuff like that. But just because once you have OBS down and all your macros and all your alerts and stuff are in there,
mm-hmm.
you can do a lot more with OBS.
Yeah, because you can program everything to just come on whenever you jump
right.
on.
You can do one button pushes with scene selections and
yeah,
and
it's basically its own switcher essentially. Profiles.
Right. But I can't get the stuff that was formatted for Slobs or for Streamlabs OBS to transfer.
Are you talking about like all your
OBS?
You talking about like all your banners and stuff?
Like just alert sounders, bells and whistles, and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, that one's hard because I'm like, it sounds like you're just gonna have to redo stuff from scratch for OBS.
Yeah, but, speaking of blowing it up, like I got.
Yeah, man, that's a big one. I mean, it sounds like you're gonna have to take at least a day or two, but it'll be worth it though because I mean, OBS I feel is just like significantly easier to stream with, and you can integrate it with so much more.
And it depends though if you come from Slobs. Or Slobs was the first thing you'd known in terms of streaming, then I think that's more...
I've only used OBS. Like...
Germane, I guess.
I was like, wow, there was other services for that that weren't OBS? I thought everybody just used OBS, and I was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, I guess it can be a little technical at first, but once you figure out what you're doing, it's quite easy. And I'm not the most technically savvy person.
Now, speaking of tech savvy, you know where I've been... getting my stories from. And I meant to talk about this in hour number one too. We were talking about going down and talking about like old school matches, like wrestling matches and stuff the other day or the other week, right?
Okay.
So, or I guess it would be 3 weeks ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back.
But most of my engagement with wrestling has been coming from TikTok. Talking about tech, like I've been seeing these shorts on TikTok, right?
It's perfect for TikTok time.
But they're in parts.
Yeah.
So they're in parts like one, you know, part two, part three, part four. But yeah, watch the door, Ty. Watch the door. Oh, slam.
That's rookie move.
Rookie move, Ty. It's okay. Food comes first. All but anyways, so going back to the TikTok, they've been coming in like parts of four, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm intrigued by the rivalry that went down with Shawn Michaels and Bret the Hitman Hart. I mean, and this is way beyond like the Montreal Screwjob, like just the entire buildup of their career. Like when you picture Bret Hart for me, I think of Stone Cold Steve Austin as his prime rival, right? Like when you go back into the, I guess the Attitude Era.
Oh, he makes Stone Cold's career.
Right? Yeah. He does. He reinvented Stone Cold's career, or I guess reinvigorated.
We were talking about Chelsea and having to blow things up. That's basically what Stone Cold had to do.
Right? But then I was reminded of myself of how great the chemistry was between Shawn Michaels and Bret the Hitman Hart. Or was that, and that's obviously my question to you, or was that just how great of a wrestler and entertainer Bret the Hitman Hart was because he could just make anybody look amazing.
The second thing. Yeah, man.
It's latter?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, but it takes two to tango in a professional wrestling ring.
Shawn Michaels was my favorite wrestler.
Dude, simply like probably the best athlete at the time in the world in professional wrestling. So to have both of those guys go at it, like even though it's just like if you're a good professional, you can put aside the personal differences and create magic. And it's just like the Oasis brothers, you know, it's like they don't get along, but magically the music was good.
Right.
So. Yeah, it's just that's how it was. But that's what made it more popular, though, is that there was real hate. It wasn't like scripted hate.
Yeah, but that's just it. But they had the respect for each other. So I was watching, you know, going back and watching this thing on TikTok, right? Going and watching this documentary on TikTok. They were talking about the hour-long match that they had for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or no, excuse me, SummerSlam.
No, you're right. WrestleMania 12.
I thought it was SummerSlam, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I watched that thing over and over on the VHS cassette tape.
Okay. Then,
back in the day,
then,
man.
Then it is WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 12, Anaheim, California.
But yeah, but it looked like the
I should not
the
know
conversation.
That.
No, I mean if that's your
dude,
your
it just
jam,
takes up space though.
You know what I mean?
You know?
If that's your jam,
it's not
then
that, but it's not it hasn't gotten me another gig. I mean, it has another talk show, yes, on Sports Guys Talking Wrestling with Stu Myrick, you know, shout out to him. But
What are you talking about? You do fight. You do events.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, there hasn't, like, I will say, if the WWE ever offered me a contract, I would definitely take it just for the experience and have a chance to be on their platform, because it has shown that if you are good there and you have that built-in audience, you might be able to parlay that into something bigger, you know, a bigger career, a bigger broadcasting career. But
would, like, you say that Vince McMahon is one of the best minds in entertainment?
I mean, when he was in his prime, yes. Obviously now, as a much older, frail guy who doesn't really have his finger on the pulse anymore, not so much. But back in the day, like, that guy could identify stars and help make them. But, I mean, it really just happened when The Rock crossed over. I mean, Hogan was already a crossover guy because of Rocky III, because he was in Rocky III. But that wasn't Vince's doing. The Rock was, like, the first one where he identified, like, oh, this guy's going to be a star. And then you have Cena. You know, and
can't
now you're
see me. I couldn't see Cena, though, baby. Couldn't see. So I always.
Fast and Furious 10 or whatever it is.
Like, I know we're going down, like, the whole wrestling avenue of conversation.
I know, Ty's lost, man.
But I do, like, I do fantasize from time to time, like, what my name would be and what I would do as my finishing move if I was in the WWE.
Well, you would definitely be part of the Dr. Wagner family, because, you know, there's already a great luchador named Dr. Wagner, and you already have a brother, Dr. Wagner Jr.
Would I wear the mask?
Yes, you would have to. You would have to wear the mask.
See, I think I'd have to create, like, a lore behind that, though. Like, I have a huge scar like Kane. Or whatnot.
But then I'd never
be able to take my.
The thing was, like, his face was burned. He wasn't supposed to be able to talk.
And then all of a sudden, like, Glenn, you know, here's Glenn.
Yeah, here's this guy with bald head.
It looks great.
Yep, his face is fine. No burn marks.
Yeah,
he's a mayor now, I think.
In
Nashville.
Someplace in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably not Nashville, but it's.
It's kind of like, it's just like a soap opera, man. It's just like there's things about the characters and they never.
I don't hate on it. It's just not. I hated on NASCAR, actually, before I started
winning money.
Before you start, before you start,
if I could win money somehow on WWE, I'd probably.
It's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
No, I'm not going to bet on a scripted event.
Yeah, but they're trying to make it a thing, like fully legalized scripted betting.
Never going to get.
They've been talking
about
that for a couple of weeks now, and they're just trying to figure out how they would implement this.
Never going to get me to do this. Never going to.
I'd try it once.
Never going to get me. I mean, nope.
I was going to say, you bet on UFC. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not. It's
Are
not.
Are you sure?
It's not.
Are you sure?
It's not.
Are you sure, though? That's what people thought about pro wrestling at first.
I don't think UFC is scripted at all.
That
I don't think
real.
It's rigged at all. I think you have heavy hitters and you, like,
I don't know.
You have
Sometimes.
Contenders and you have pretenders. In the UFC.
I feel
think
like
there's
they
people that are in the UFC that don't belong there.
They definitely push narratives, but it's like,
correct.
Like, once you get there, it's like, all right, who's actually going to win?
Well, they're
they
both,
put people in position to win. Like, they're like, there's no way this guy will lose, but sometimes it does happen.
Yeah, but, like, they're both owned by the same parent company now, so it just makes me think. It's like, oh, you know, gets a little stale. You don't got that superstar. UFC, you know, they need to build somebody new that people want to see. That can talk to the people, you know.
Not everybody. It's not everything's a Brock Lesnar situation.
I mean, even Conor McGregor, as much as people hate him, you know.
But he lost all the time. Like, he wasn't, like, he was just very good at talking trash.
No, he won. He won.
He did, but he also lost, like,
yeah, he's
10 plus times.
What's his record? Has he lost over 10 times? I don't think
he
has.
Brock Lesnar?
No.
Conor McGregor.
I mean, you're talking about full fight or just MMA?
MMA. Like, yeah, I know he's lost to Floyd, but I mean, MMA.
He's probably
lost
about 6 or 7 times,
I don't think 10.
He's lost to Diaz, I know, what, 2
times? I know he
broke
that when he snapped that ankle.
Yeah, he broke his leg.
That was not fake.
Yeah,
that was not fake. That was not scripted.
Here, I'll look up his record.
No.
All right, we got to take a break, though. We're way over. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation, talk about a little bit of UFC, but I want to get back into the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals as well. It's the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019 AM, 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com.
Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Someone let me out of my cage. Now, the top of me is nothing because I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there.
It's called ASR. ASMR. That's what it is, right?
Is anybody going to go see these guys? They're coming to Austin.
The Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Isn't it one guy?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
it's the guy from Blur.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Yeah, and it's not even like a real... It's just like the characters up on the screen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody saw him at ACL.
Probably not
going to
go.
Yeah. Gorillaz great. Mm-hmm. Gorillaz concert, maybe not so much.
It's kind of like Offspring with me. I like some of the Offspring music, but I can't stand them live because they don't sound good.
Yeah, I can see that. I was going to say, like, I would think going to a Gorillaz concert would kind of be like going to, like, the Pink Floyd Laser Light Spectacular show or something like that.
Have you ever been to that?
No, I've always wanted to go, but now it's really hard to find that. Because it's just like a relic of a different time. And they still have them, but I don't know where I would be able to. Like, they come around so sporadically.
What is that, like, just Pink Floyd and the laser shit to a laser show?
Yeah, it's kind of.
He's all right. No, he's good.
It's kind of like you are a.
it sounded bad, but it was good. You didn't cuss. It sounded bad, though.
Yeah.
You had a stutter there, but you're good.
It's
Ty.
Okay, man.
You're fine.
I didn't even hear it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I hope no one else did either.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else picked up on it either, man. But yeah, essentially you just sit there.
Yeah.
You just sit there, and yeah, it's like looking at your screensaver on Windows 95. And it's just like, you know, very out, at least at the time from what my understanding is that it's just like kind of like a dated laser light show, kind of like, you know, seeing Star Wars for the first time. You know, it was amazing, but now it'd probably just be like, eh. But I'm not sure. I still want to see it. At least
I
want to
see The Wall movie. I've never seen that.
Oh,
and
dude.
I love The Wall.
That is crazy, man. I love that movie.
You know what you guys got to go see, though? Like, it's a must. It's definitely a must. It's like a, it's definitely a bucket list. T-S-O.
T-S-O.
Trans-Siberian.
Oh, dude. I've always wanted to go.
I'm serious.
They come here every year. I really want to see them.
They come, yeah. They play at the Irwin Center. They used to.
Well, yeah, at least they used to, right? I was like, let's see. Let's check out on the Specs text line really quick. I like Ike. Don't waste your time at the Pink Floyd show unless you're on mushrooms or acid. Well, I mean, that's totally understandable.
Probably.
But, I mean, you're saying the laser light show. I mean, like, I guess if you can catch a Pink Floyd show, regardless of who's, like, actually leading the band at that time. But I'm looking at the text line. I'm trying not to leave. But yeah, let's see. Buika, don't call me old, but going to see my girl Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, tonight. Oh, dude, I'm not going to hate on you for going to see Janet Jackson. That catalog, you can go from like Escapade all the way into the Scream stuff that she did with her brother.
How well is she moving?
I have no clue. I don't think we've seen
Janet. Didn't she have a baby? Like, doesn't that, like, she was supposed to come in like 2019 and had a baby.
And that was Janet?
Cancel it?
I thought that was Rihanna.
No, I think
no. It was Janet. Janet.
I don't know. Someone on the text line.
I haven't, you know, kept up with the Janet Jackson news because she hasn't been like the top of the pop, you know, talk, if you will.
Oh, I got roasted on Bucky and Aaron. It was either last week or the week before because I couldn't name one Janet Jackson song.
But dude, you're like 23 or something like that. I don't expect you to know.
If you don't know if.
No. I mean, once we had, obviously they made me play some Janet Jackson the rest of the day, and I recognized some of the tunes, but. Couldn't put a name on it.
You guys celebrating her birthday, and you couldn't even...
No, which she's playing
tonight.
But
dude, he's so young. He shouldn't have to know, you know? Janet wasn't really relevant at his time coming
up. Anytime, anywhere?
I do love Escapade. That's like been my jam.
We got Mr. Walsh on the line.
Yes, sir.
We do? All right. We have to go to the Vicaris and Cafe, or excuse me, Vicaris Cafe and Cantina Hotline, and welcome on our guy, Al Walsh. Bayonne's own Al Walsh. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had Mr. Walsh on. How's it going, brother? How are you?
Not bad. Very, very busy. Keeping me very busy out there in the Caesars and the Brodo Wirelands. But yeah, good to be back on. I know we had some scheduling conflicts last few weeks. A couple holidays in the mix there too. So, you know, good to be back.
Right. Walsh, are you familiar with Janet Jackson's catalog? Can you name any songs of Janet Jackson without the aid of reference or Google?
Oh, man. What was it? Poetic Love?
Poetic Justice. That's a movie. She was in that with Tupac.
Yeah.
I think Neil Long.
I thought there was a song. Janet Jackson, man. I feel like if I just heard like one line from it, I'd probably get it right away. But no, not off the top of my head. I did hear you talking earlier, though, about if you were going to be a wrestler, you know, what your name would be. And I had to chime in with this. So my first year of junior hockey, we get a little sauced up at the house and, you know, have a little fun late night there. We have, like, wrestling matches, be hitting each other with chairs and stuff. And
with chairs?
You know,
is this an episode of the Trailer Park Boys?
Listen, we were young hockey players. We had to toughen ourselves up. But my name was Coco B. Walsh.
Coco B. Walsh, I love it! That is great! Oh my gosh, man.
Did you walk around like with the pair flapping the wings, Walsh? Were you doing the bird?
I had some like feather boa. That's all.
Hell yeah!
Oh my God!
You're Hollywood,
Walsh. I would pay to see this, Walsh. I would pay to see this.
You're Hollywood before Hollywood Hogan. Dang, Walsh.
Oh my goodness!
It was good stuff.
Well, welcome back. It's great. It's always good to have you on here, man. What the hell are we looking at? First off, how's your finals looking for NBA and Stanley Cup? And I guess we're gonna talk about the Diamond as well.
Yeah, gotta talk about the Diamond, of course. It's been a weird year on the Diamond. Definitely, you know, below 500. Only down about $200 on the season, which isn't too bad considering the record. But man, I had a day this week where I had three underdogs come through, including the Nationals at plus 200 over the Dodgers. So that's essentially like getting two wins right there. But, you know, it's funny. I definitely take a little bit of crap from my friends, you know, because I'll post these on Instagram every day and stuff. And they're like, oh, man, you're no good at this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, we got plenty of baseball season left, folks, right? And there's been a lot of weird stuff going on. Like, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I've had teams blowing four-run leads like it's nothing. I had a game like a week or two ago at Coors Field where I had the under 11. It was 3-2. Going into the bottom of the eighth, and it winds up being a 7-6 game. I mean, just all kinds of things. And then yesterday, I had the Tigers, and I'm sure you guys saw that highlight where bases loaded in extra innings. First pitch fastball goes right off the ump's face, right? And then it's a pass ball, game over, right? Like, that's how some of these games have been going this year. But, I mean, listen, in terms of the finals, obviously, you know, you're not going to have much of a national, interest in this, really. It looks like the Nuggets are just going to absolutely mop up on the Heat. That just looks like a really bad matchup.
Do you see this in four or five?
I think it's going to be four. I really don't think the Heat stand a chance at all in this series. I mean, Jokic is just so good. And you know, the Nuggets defensively, everybody talks about Jokic and Murray, but defensively they have been so good.
No, you're right. Malone's got those boys where they need to be.
Terrific point. Yeah.
Hey, Walsh.
And they got, you know, such good length and everything like that, you know, with Porter, you know, even playing well too. So, yeah, it's just it's a tough match out there for the Heat.
Hey, Walsh, we were talking about, you know, just – randomness and oddities in Major League Baseball so far. Two of those oddities, or are they oddities, are the Rangers and the Orioles. And they are, let's remove the Orioles from this conversation real quick. The Texas Rangers are scoring, are putting up numbers, putting up runs like it's football. What the hell is going on with the Rangers here?
It's funny too because you had Seager miss a little bit of time. Guy on my fantasy team the last 2 years who I've been watching a little closer because of it, Adolis Garcia, man, guy, five-tool player, pretty much do everything out there. You got your different guys like Lowe, Simeon's coming up big in some of these spots, and opening series of the year they played the Phillies, so I got a pretty good look at them too. I mean, pretty much whoever they stick in that lineup.
Josh Young,
coming through.
AL Rookie of the Month.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, he's another guy. I mean, he's been fantastic. I think it's just a matter of just a really well-built roster. Of course, you know, the big signing in the offseason was DeGrom. He's barely been out there at all. So, you know, very impressive with the with what they've been able to put together. I actually had Rangers run line yesterday. That poor rookie making his first start of the year, first two pitches. You know, like it's just like, oh boy, here we go.
It's gonna be a long day at the yard.
The Rangers won. They won like 12-6 yesterday.
Oh yeah. 16-6.
That was 16-6.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying football numbers
there at the end. Yeah, they put a couple garbage runs up at the air, but yeah, still getting the double digit victory, which is very impressive.
I mean, right now though, do you think they could possibly win the AL West?
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. You get DeGrom, you know, going like at least.
I mean, because the Astros still reside there.
Well, Eovaldi was the AL pitcher of the month as well.
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. Eovaldi also on my fantasy team. So, again, getting good looks at these guys, too. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Eovaldi, just very very efficient out there on the mound. Like, you know, all business out there. He's throwing strikes. I think he's got, if I'm not mistaken, two complete games. I know he's got one. But, you know, he's just like absolutely, you know, just getting on the mound, no crap, just like all business. And that's what you got to love as a pitcher, just throwing strikes and, you know, getting your offense back on the field as quick as possible.
All right, Walsh, what we got going around the mound today? And, you know, what's some of your favorites here for the Diamond?
Well, I'll start it out. It's probably the most square pick of the day, but everybody loves taking the run line against the Oakland A's. How could you not love them today? I know Sandy Alcantara has had a rough start to the season, but this is the perfect spot for him to get right. He's had a couple of decent outings, nothing, you know, no Cy Young, you know, reigning Cy Young winning type of performances, really, except, you know, he did have a complete game shutout earlier this season, but that's really been it for him. Again, against the A's, they've been outscored 16-1 in the first two games of the series. Blackburn's going for the A's today. It's his second start of the season, so I don't imagine he'll go, you know, more than four or five innings. So that means that Miami can really get in on this Oakland bullpen. And, you know, I'm just banking on Alcantara having a you know, finally a good performance against the worst team in Major League Baseball. So.
Right.
It's a very square bet. I mean, pretty much all the bets, all the money going on the Marlins today, as they should. And again, you know, Oakland, you know, it's just a disaster of a season. So you can only imagine that they at least drowned their sorrows in Miami last night and got to get up early for this one. So going with the Marlins on the run line at -115. Phillies at Nationals, I'm going to take over 9 in this one. Phillies offense has tremendous numbers against Trevor Williams. On the Phillies side of things, they got Ranger Suarez going. He started his year a little late because of injury. Hasn't really been that great, but the Nationals, they're a top 10 offense against left-handed pitching, so I assume they're going to put up some runs here as well. I did like the Phillies run line in this one, but, you know, and just looking at sort of like where bets are going and things like that, it does look like the Nationals could be in for a good day here. So, again, with the Phillies, numbers against Williams, and then, you know, sort of, you know, the where sharp money's going here on the Nationals, I think we could probably equate it out to a pretty good offensive day. So I'm going to go over 9 there. And then sorry to go against the hometown Astros here, but I do like the Angels today plus money, +125. They're trying to avoid the 4-game sweep down there. They got Griffin Canning, guy who's had some pretty bad luck this season, but his last two starts, he's really turned it on. Ty France going for the Astros today in two starts at home this season. Got a whip 2.17. He's allowed 10 earned runs and then 4 homers as well. Again, main thing here, I think Angels just trying to avoid the 4-game sweep. They're probably coming out with a little more vigor than usual. So +125, you know, the number's been going down since it opened, so probably a good spot here for the Angels.
Loving it, man. What else we got here? We got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, no problem. So those are the only 3 games I'm betting on today because I got a 1:10 tee time. So
I'm loving it. So hey, what's been going on? You've been on you've been playing a lot of golf lately. You've been doing making a lot of deals because that's usually where you do your wheeling and dealing there on the golf course.
Not real. I've not been playing well this year. I don't know what's going on. Like last year, I was consistently shooting under 90, and I think I've only got like only one round. I had an 88 on Easter weekend. That's been my only round under 90 so far. I mean, I've hit like 91, 93, 94, 95, but I had a really good year last year staying under 90, and it's just very disappointing that I'm not back there. So
you feel like you've actually taken a huge step in your game to where you're not playing 90s golf anymore, you're in 80s.
Well, I felt that way. And then
I was going to say, like, Walsh, that's a huge step, dude.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what it is, too? Last year, I didn't really turn it up until July. But, you know, hopefully we can get it going first round of June today. I'm playing at the home course today, so hopefully we get some good luck going.
So I'm having a decent year. I'm still in the 90s. Like, I'm consistently in the 90s. Now, my best has been 91, but, I mean, I'm still, like, I'm around I'm probably 95 to 98 is where I'm
at. That's good.
Under 100.
But my jump from where I got here, I was playing around like 114 to 120.
That's great then.
Like and then all
pick
of a sudden
20
I just
strokes.
Took, yeah, all of a sudden it jumped significantly, dramatically, within the course of a year and a half. Just and you know what it was just slowing my swing down, man. Just slowing my swing down and letting the club
do the work. Absolutely.
But yeah, dude. You know what it is
going on now with my driver. I don't know where the heck that came from, but all I do is just aim really far to the left, and then you know I've figured it out.
Well,
but
what happens when the slice straightens out?
Not your case, but
it hasn't been doing it consistently. But it's funny because the first hole that I'm playing at today, it's usually one that you lay up on. But I've been thinking about this since Friday when I booked the tee time. I'm going straight for the green on the first one today. I don't care. And if I clock somebody in the dome, you know, it's their own fault. It's not mine.
He's doing like the golden tee move to where you like turn all the way to the left to bypass the trees and go through the path. Uh-huh. I love it, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean that's how golf is though. Like you feel like you make, you know, significant breakthroughs and strides and then all of a sudden you're back to where, you know, you were last year.
Yeah, that's just too much work, guys. I mean, golf is about the drinking and the cigar and possibly the driving.
It's the ultimate game, man. It's the game against yourself, dude. It's a game against yourself. Hey, Walsh, that's unfortunately, man, that's all the time that we got for you, dude. But we'd love to have you back on again next week and get caught up on the finals for the ice and for the hardwood and, you know, talk more about the diamond.
Indeed. Sounds good. I'll be around pretty much all month on the weekend. So.
All right, brother.
I'll be here.
All right, man. Hey, take it easy on the golf course, all right,
have
man?
Have fun on those links, man.
All right.
Hey, get a glizzy for me at the turn, all right? Be good, brother.
We'll do.
Later, man. And there he goes. Hey, he's got to go, and we got to go as well. You can find Walsh on Twitter at 14a.walsh, one of the best in the business, writing for Caesar Sportsbook as well. So give him a little bit of a holler and some love on Twitter in that Twitterverse, and we'll see you on the other side. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. Is this from PCU?
I don't think he's ever seen PCU.
This is from PCU, I believe.
I just know this is Elvis Costello.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was surprised that you like Elvis Costello, it's in PCU,
right?
For sure.
Have you ever seen PCU? I got an assignment for you.
Yeah, we got assignments, man.
Okay, I have an assignment.
I got my pen ready.
You're going to watch PCU.
A David Spade classic.
Jeremy Piven.
They're both in it.
I would argue that it... Would you say it's Piven's movie over
Spades? It's easily Piven's movie over Spades, but Spade was the bigger star coming out of it.
Favreau is in this. Fat Favreau.
Yeah, the fatty Favreau.
Like, before he lost all the weight. Like, this before is Favreau became, right after Rudy, I think.
Yes. Yes, it's right after Rudy or right before it. But same time period.
This
That's
is
right.
Favreau
he
right
plays
before,
his friend. I forgot about
this
that.
This is Favreau right before Swingers.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's got Jake Busey in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about PCU. It's a cult classic. You have to.
What else are you thinking of?
There? Who plays the dean? The late Jessica. God, she She's an archer. Walter. She's an archer. It's Jessica Walter
from Arrested. Yeah, Archer and Arrested.
Yeah. She's Vice President Garcia Thompson.
That's right.
She's fantastic. Oh man, yeah. It's a must. Well, you have to watch PCU. It is fantastic. I used to watch it like every day when I was a teenager. It was on VHS. You know what I mean? Like I recorded it off of Cinemax, and I would just keep watching.
Yes, back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah. We had, you know what? We didn't have the best technology, but we had awesome technology.
Dude, I go through YouTube rabbit holes, and I found out that they actually had HD VHS tapes. Like, that was a thing. Yeah. Like, you could get a VHS. It was an HD. And
what year? Like, before, like, the whole HD, like, CD? Or,
it's,
yeah,
like,
I guess
right,
it would be.
It's right at the same time around DVD. So they had the technology for the longest time. Like, you can get a copy of Denzel.
What was stopping the rollout?
The cost, because it was to get the machine, it's like $3,000 now,
gotcha.
Just to get one of those
for consumers.
Yeah, so you can only imagine what it cost at the time. You know, it's just like format wars. You know, there's always superior technology out there. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be
remember
the
best. Remember Blu-ray versus HDD?
Yeah, man, I remember because I was selling the systems like right in the middle of that, and like I felt bad anytime.
Do you remember that?
Anybody went HDD? You know,
HDD. Yeah, I went. So I went HDD.
Yeah,
like with heavy? the whole. No, because I invested in Xbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, well, you know, PlayStation's for Blu-ray. You know what I mean? I'm on Xbox at the time, and I've
how big
over.
Of a ripoff of Blu-ray though?
I mean, LaserDisc.
Blu-ray. I mean, Blu-ray lasted though.
Yeah, but come on,
it's the karma for
it lasts.
I'm
what,
with
like
you.
10 years.
I'm with you. It lasts. I mean, it but HDD. How big? Lasted,
how big
HDD
of it?
Lasted a year.
HDTV?
No, HDD.
That was the, that, it was between Blu-ray or HDD.
It was HD DVD. That was the competition to Blu-ray.
Blu-ray was definitely a ripoff. I mean, there's still
dude, like, you know what I miss? I miss good DVD menus. Do you remember like the early DVDs? They had like awesome interactive menus. You could play little games in it, and they had all the clips and stuff.
I remember Gone in 60 Seconds. I remember Seven.
Oh, Seven's
DVD.
Yeah, man, there were some really good ones, and now they're all
that was
Shrek.
Wild.
Shrek had like a at the end they had like a talent show of all the characters singing individual songs. I loved that as a kid. That was better than the movie for me. That was just a DVD
cut
menu.
Me Shrek.
Yeah.
Cut me deep.
Oh, there were some good. Puss in Boots had a great little song.
Oh man,
the Incredibles one with the baby. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
Yeah, see,
I'm
it was
so
just like they just don't make the DVD menus like they
now,
used to.
Yeah, now I agree with you.
Well, we were just much older than them when DVDs were going out of fashion, like regular DVDs.
I have a buddy that refuses to get the Xbox S, Series S. He's like, I got to save up and pay for the X because I need that DVD port. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
He needs a DVD.
He's like,
I need my
DVDs. And I'm like, dude, when's the last time you watched a DVD? He's
now,
like, I don't know, but
I
have a bunch.
Like I can appreciate the sentiment. You know what I mean? Like I can like because we have the PS5 that we have has a disc, right? But we
I'm all about physical media. I like having the
so you
case.
Like the actual
yeah.
text,
and
the
also,
feel,
I feel
of,
like
right?
The it's just a it's a thing to look at on a shelf. That's nice, but
wait,
I have
also
a friend
get
who's
ruined.
Like a big film guy, and he like still collects Blu-rays and like the limited edition cases you can get and everything. So
doesn't that just collect dust?
Like
though
collector stuff. I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean, I got a bunch of NASCAR trading cards in front of
sure.
me.
Like,
people collect.
Sure, like I got Gundam models, you know what I mean, on my...
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Gundam is?
No.
No, he's too young, man. He never had to see the whole Gaiden.
I know about that, for the record, and I'm younger
Gundam?
Than
Gundam? Yeah, man, it's like people, God, mechs,
die.
Japanese anime.
I've never been into that, so...
Not even Dragon Ball?
Nope.
No Sailor Moon?
Nope.
No,
Pokemon. As far
I'm
as
not
I
judging
go.
You, I'm looking at you, but I'm not judging you.
It's okay. I don't watch them.
I want
just
you to
know
that this is a judge-free zone. I am not judging you at all.
It's okay.
I would like for you to watch Gundam, though. You're coming over, right, to take
anime.
That picture?
Oh yeah, Gundam.
It's not anime. Out. It's not anime. People's yes, it is in a classification of anime, but there is lore. There are stories there.
That's every
They're
anime
taking,
show.
it goes deeper. The relationships with the characters. And
They're
stuff.
Taking down the government. It's big tech. Taking it down. Mechanized war.
1984?
No, 94.
I'm talking about the
I was like, I do like 1984, though. It's a good book.
Oh,
and
1984,
movie.
Yeah. That is a good... When did you read that?
Like freshman year high school.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like mandatory reading now. I'm not sure about now, but at least at the time.
That's George Orwell.
Orwell,
yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think he wrote that, like, you know, like in the 40s.
Did you guys... ever watch or read Fahrenheit?
Yeah, 451.
451?
I like the movie and the book. It's both good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Fahrenheit 454 over 9/11. Hey, we got to get out of here. Every hour brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678. Go to avconsultations.com. Proud title sponsor of the Wagner Wire. Hey, guys. I love you all. And you're beautiful. Can't wait to see you on the other side.